Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
It's Thunder and PT's second date update.
Can we help? That's what we're here for. Second date update. Put two people back together who have gone on a great first date. Ryan, let's start at the beginning. Just tell us what is going on with Natalie.
Look, she doesn't seem to know a good thing when she sees it. I haven't heard from her in a week and a half.
Okay. Well, hopefully we can help. How did you guys meet originally?
Yeah, okay. Pretty active on dating apps. I am hoping to find the right person. So I see her. I see her smile. She really catches my eye. Seems to light up the room, you know. So we match, and I message her right away. We flirt a bunch, and then a couple days later, we're going on a date.
Cool.
All right, so you agree to, meet there, or did you pick her up?
I wanted to pick her up, but she thought we should meet there.
Okay, smart.
Take a place that was convenient for both of us.
Okay, and you had a great time together?
I don't want to brag, but look, I'm pretty good with the ladies. she was laughing a lot. Yeah. Flirting continued. I got the goodnight kiss. So everything was good.
Ooh, yeah, okay, cool. Nice.
And so besides her smile...
Sounds like it's going great.
Yeah, besides her smile, Ryan, what else do you love about Natalie?
Look, I love that she's got a lot of good things going for her, you know? I think that with me by her side, we could be like an amazing power couple.
Nice.
Okay, enough about her, but about us, because of me, it'd be...
Well, wait a second, but why don't you think she's getting back to you? Like, can you think of any reason?
Look, she must not realize this is an LTO.
Okay, and I don't know what that...
Well, what's that?
LTO, what does that stand for?
Limited time opportunity, guys, right? I like her a lot, but I'm not going to hang around.
Limited time opportunity.
Oh, my God, you're the best, okay. Ryan. Wow.
Ryan, listen, okay. I love the confidence.
Yeah, definitely.
Maybe that's got something to do with why Natalie's not... Maybe it's a little too over... But we're going to find out. Maybe she just absolutely loves you and lost your number. So let's find out. We're going to call Natalie. We're going to come right back in 3 minutes. Hopefully, if she agrees to come on the show, Ryan, we're going to get some answers to these questions, why you haven't heard from her, and hopefully lead you to a second date. How does that sound?
Opportunity I can't pass up.
Limited time opportunity you can't pass up.
It's so good.
All right, we'll be right back. Oh, wow. Second date update back with Natalie in 3 minutes.
I heard a...
It's Thunder and PT's second date update.
Ryan met Natalie on an app, a dating app. They agreed to go out. They met for dinner. And, well, let's hear all about Ryan's charm.
I don't want to brag, but look, I'm pretty good with the ladies. She was laughing a lot. Yeah. Flirting continued. I got the goodnight kiss, so everything was good.
Well, maybe at least for that night it was. But since Ryan has not heard from Natalie, and it's been a week and a half.
Hello?
Natalie.
Yes?
Hi,
calling.
Yeah, Natalie, sorry to trouble you this morning. This is not a sales call or a spam call. It's Thunder and PT. We co-host a morning radio show at 102.9 The Wolf. And would you have a moment to talk to us this morning?
Just need a quick minute.
I might, but who gave you my number?
Okay, so we do a segment called Second Date Update, and a gentleman named Ryan contacted us about your date a week or two ago, and we're just calling because he cannot figure out why you're not getting back in touch with him.
Oh, Ryan, right.
So can you tell us about, like, your date? Did you have a good time?
Yes and then no. While we were out, I had fun, and he seemed cool, but on the drive home, I realized I felt really bad.
Okay, now I know you went separately to the state, so Ryan's not in the car with you. Did something happen then on your drive home?
Um, I, I realize I don't like him and the way he works. I guess maybe he's watched like too many YouTube videos because he was just totally nagging me the entire date. It was just really gross.
Nagging you? Like, what do you mean nagging you?
Like, have you heard of the pickup artist?
Yeah, I mean, I'm just guessing, like, well, he seemed a little overly confident to...
Exactly.
When we talked to him. Okay.
Exactly. So my friends and I, so we've talked about it, and it's just kind of a turnoff. If, like, and I can't even believe I fell for it. I'm just embarrassed to say it definitely started to get taken in. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. Do you guys know what nagging, like, is?
N-E-G-G-I-N-G, no.
What is it?
Okay, so it's kind of where, like, a guy will compliment a girl, and then he adds in, like, a negative comment.
Okay.
So it's kind of to, like, attempt to make the girl look for his approval.
Oh, okay, wow. So can you, like, give us the instance? Yeah. What did he do? What did
Explain
Ryan,
this.
Did he, it was something he said?
Yeah, so he started out with something like, he would say, he gave me this compliment where he's like, oh my gosh, you have this 1,000-watt smile, which was really nice. And I was like, oh, thank you so much. But then immediately he asked if I thought about getting veneers because he noticed I had this tiny chip in my lower tooth. And like, he would just kept doing things like that, like the whole evening.
Well, is anything else? I mean, can you give us another example?
I mean, there was like a whole evening of examples. There was like, when we went to order dessert, I said like the chocolate cake was really nice. And he's like, oh, what about the sorbet? That might be better for your skin. And he pointed out this like tiny blemish. Yeah.
Wait a minute.
Wow. So you have a, that you sounds have one, very Ryan-esque, I'll be honest.
You have one blemish and he said, get the sorbet because the chocolate cake might make you break out more.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
I don't see what's wrong with someone who's trying to look out for you.
Well, there he is right there.
Yeah, well, we didn't, I'm sorry, yeah, it's, Natalie, it's that, well, Ryan's been listening in, and but this could be a good thing. What was that, Ryan?
I'm saying that it's a shame that you can't appreciate someone who's got your best interests in mind.
Oh, is that what you're doing? Okay, well, I'm glad that you were listening because I've got something to tell you. How dare you treat me like that? Because you came off all charismatic and I'm Mr. Gorgeous, but really underneath all of that, you're the one that's a veneer because you're disgusting.
Okay, coming on really strong there.
Yeah.
I guess you're not who I thought you were. I thought you could be the alpha woman to my alpha male.
I don't want to be anything to your anything, okay? The best thing that I got out of our date was talking to my sister on the way home. We figured out that the reason why I was unhappy, because I just spent an hour and a half with someone who has zero appreciation for anything that I have to offer.
Babe, come on. You know that.
Babe? Did you call me babe?
Yeah.
All I'm saying is, with me by your side, you could fulfill some of the potential that you haven't in your life.
Okay. Oh my goodness. If I wanted to be a doormat, which I don't, by the way, so just take your BS and get out of my life. You should come with a warning label, like danger, arrogant jerk with a toxic side effect. Just up. I'm sorry, guys. Goodbye.
Yeah. Nope.
Oh, man, did
Natalie,
she just hang up?
You know what? I don't blame her. I had so much to ask her, too. But
so, Ryan, can you just, we don't really need an explanation necessarily because I think we're kind of getting it. But can you not see where some of your, I'll say, confidence can be misconstrued as arrogance and frankly, like treating her negatively?
You know, I can see that some people can't stand up to the test.
But Ryan, it comes across as controlling. She doesn't need your help. She's not asking. If she asks, that's one thing.
That's different, yeah.
Yeah, look, I hear what you guys are saying. Yeah. I know what I got, you know?
Well, you don't have Natalie, and so you may want to rethink this manipulative behavior.
I'm hearing you guys. I'll think about it.
Well, good luck.
Yeah, best of luck, brother.
Good luck, and thanks for keeping this...
limited time opportunity available.
Keeping this part of our program going because of guys like you. So thanks for being on. Oh, There he goes.
We're learning something here, Thunder. I never heard of this term.
Yeah, and negging. I just Googled this. Women, if you feel really angry, upset, down on yourself, self-conscious, or on edge after leaving an interaction with a man, it's possible that they have been negging you. If you've ever felt like this, we'd love to hear from you. 651-989-1029.
I mean, Brooke does a lot of nagging to me, but I'm kidding.
It's a backhanded compliment men use to try to seduce a woman in, or, you know, to make her feel inferior.
I don't like it.
No. Well, well, you shouldn't. And again, if you've ever had a man try to, or, you know, guys, maybe this is something a woman has done to you to undermine your confidence.
Negging Nancy.
651-989-1029, and that's second date update.
Almost heaven, West Virginia.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.